Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, the NFL draft. Many will enter, few will win. So do you really want to leave college early and try your hand at professional football? The 2019 NFL draft is just concluded. There were 254 young men selected last week by the 32 NFL teams during the 7 rounds of player selections. The eligible players automatically included all of the seniors and the other players who have utilized their 4 years of college football eligibility. The NFL rules, though, also permit college football players who have participated for at least 3 seasons to leave school and declare eligible for the NFL draft early. This season, there were 144 early entrant players who put their name into the proverbial NFL pot of gold draft pool last week in Nashville. After all was said and done Saturday afternoon, 49 of those players, or 34%, never heard their name called during the 7 rounds of selections. Based on the NCAA rules as they exist today, those 49 players are not permitted to return back to college to play for their college football teams next season either. But there is some good news for those players that were undrafted, though. Many of those 49 football players will, or have already, signed with an NFL team as an undrafted free agent beginning Sunday after the draft concluded. The bad news? The odds of an undrafted player making it onto an NFL squad are really, really low. NFL teams will make difficult decisions about players on next year's team based on math, finance, and politics. Let's take a look at the math first. There are 53 players who made the final squad for most NFL football teams last year. Those same teams were also permitted to carry an additional 10 extra players who each earned about $100,000 for a year on the developmental or practice squads. This summer, when the NFL training camps open, each team will begin practices with a maximum of 90 potential players. 53 from last year's team, 10 from the practice squad, and 27 new players, the 7 draft picks last weekend, plus any unsigned free agents, will be competing to earn a spot on the roster or practice squad by the end of this August. Now let's talk about the money. Yes, finance. If the team just spent an extra, let's say, $15 million this year to keep one or more of their veteran star players happy, well, then the payroll is going to have to be trimmed somewhere else. NFL teams will then look at the cost of keeping a few of their older and much more costly players and potentially replace some of them with the younger and significantly cheaper rookies or last year's practice squad players or this year's undrafted free agents. In 2018, the NFL salary cap was set at $177.2 million per team.
Excellent.
If the star quarterback receives $25 million and let's say his number one receiver gets $15 million, that means that the other 51 players on the squad can theoretically share the remaining $137.2 million, which works out to be about $2.7 million for those other 51 players. In 2018, the NFL minimum salary for a rookie making the team was $480,000. Now, many of the other veterans on the team will obviously earn significantly more, so the team must keep an eye on its bottom line when making personnel decisions this summer on who to keep, who to trade, and who to cut. That's also where the politics of being drafted come into play. No matter how good or how bad the number one draft pick for your team performs during this summer's training camp, it's likely that the team, which paid a significant amount of bonus money to their first round picks and significantly less for rounds 2 through 7, that they'll keep that first round player on the roster for at least a couple of seasons. The NFL draft glow also burns quite brightly for those selected with the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th round picks, at least for their first NFL season. NFL teams just simply hate to admit that they goofed up during the annual spring draft. The team's general manager is responsible for the success, or lack thereof, for all player personnel decisions and player development. His job rides largely on the success of those 7 annual draft picks you heard last weekend. For most of the college football players who went unselected last weekend during the NFL draft, they have or will soon sign with an NFL team who might have acted interested in them during the pre-draft workouts this spring, and hopefully they'll become one of the 90 players invited to the team's training camp this summer. There, those undrafted players will get an opportunity to compete for a job, but the odds are definitely against them. The undrafted free agents will have to find a way to impress the team's coaches enough to keep them and release either a veteran player, one of last year's practice squad players, or one of this year's drafted rookies to make the team. Now, every year there are a number of undrafted rookies who will make NFL squads. And you've likely heard of many NFL players who were undrafted free agents who eventually became professional football stars. Undrafted college players such as Kurt Warner with the St. Louis Rams, their quarterback. Tony Romo, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, was undrafted. Antonio Gates, the Chargers' longtime tight end, undrafted. Lineman for the Indianapolis Colts, Jeff Saturday, was an undrafted free agent, as was Pittsburgh Steelers' longtime linebacker, James Harrison. And Warren Moon, the Houston Oilers' longtime quarterback, was also undrafted but had a terrific NFL career. To succeed in the NFL as an undrafted free agent, you'll need loads of talent, a hard work ethic, and more than a little luck in order to defy the odds and have a lengthy and financially rewarding professional football career. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.